Flashcards fell out of favour in the 80s and 90s at the height of the communicative era, a time when the presentation of lexis in a meaningful context became a sine qua non. However, linguists like Nation, who surveyed the research, arrived at the conclusion that an average learner was able to learn and master large numbers of words using flashcards, and the learning didn't wear off quickly. Thus, Nation suggests that flashcards can be useful to introduce new words and during the initial exposure to them. And later on, these words, which have been partially learned, need to be completed or enriched with additional information by using a vocabulary notebook, semantic maps, by using the words in new sentences. Flashcards have thus always been an interesting discovery strategy, as they're a more mobile manifestation of traditional word lists. There's been a revival of the popularity with the advent of smartphones, as their mobility possibilities have been maximised. Smartphones have also allowed for their creation via certain very easy-to-use apps. Check them out in the exercise section. In the develop section, I've selected some ready-made ones with some musical instruments. You can always download some free images from the web, print them out, and add the word. Or you can use the suggested apps in the exercise section to create your tailor-made ones.